Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doobie Snacks, Being Bipolar. I basically talk about things, mental health issues, helping others out. But tonight's topic is an interesting one. I love history. And ever since I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, I have been fascinated with the Ark of the Covenant. So I delved deeper and deeper as time progressed, and I actually had the ability to go up to a library because we didn't have Google or computers at the time. But my father also had a love for ancient artifacts and history. So he gave me good direction in the library and told me what to look for and how. It's one of those conversations that I really found interesting, knowing that my father knew this. And then as time progressed, my father actually went to college and got somewhat of a degree, from what I understand. So I'm striving to do the same. My minor, I believe, is going to be ancient history. So when I talk about the Ark of the Covenant, there are so many different stories told. But the mental aspect of it is there is a guy out there. I don't drop names. We'll just call him Ron. He actually says that God pointed him to the grotto that was leading a path. And they have proof that they excavated down there. They dug down and went through those tunnels, and they've got the photographic proof, and they went and they did all the documentary crap that you got to go through. They went to the government of Israel, documenting everything that they did. Well, Israel tells them to be quiet. Now, he's going around telling everybody this. And now, I do believe they might have found a path down to the first level. To me, that was the first temple that housed the Ark of the Covenant. Solomon built. I do believe they could have reached that level. But he's going off and saying he found all the furniture from the Great Tabernacle, or the housing of the temple, the menorah, the Ark of the Covenant. It's just different, a table that had blood on it, and he went and had the blood analyzed, and lo and behold, it's the blood of their Messiah. So he says, okay, now, he's going telling everybody this, and they have documentation, and it's on TV program. You can look it up. You're going to get pros and cons through the whole thing. But I'm looking at the mental aspect of what this guy is thinking and going through. He believes that God is telling him where to go. He believes that God is telling him that he has found the Ark of the Covenant. Now, he stated that he held the tablets. Now, from what documented proof, which is just basically the Bible and the stories told back then, was that the tablets were destroyed, right? I mean, the original tablets, the ones that were touched by God. I don't know. I just, you know, the church history is basically all we have to go by with all of this. You're going to get different stories from the Ethiopian story where Solomon sent it with his son back to Axum. And There's also the story where the Templars found it as they were digging through the temple and shipped it right away to the Vatican, but, you know, or held it, told the Vatican what had happened, they have it, they're not going to give it up unless they do such and such, make them richest, whatever. You know, there are so many stories, but I can guarantee you one thing. All the studying I've done about the Knights Templar, they had nothing to do with the Ark of the Covenant. Okay? There's no way. That, I mean, my theory about the Ark of the Covenant will come after this story about our friend Ron. Anyway, God is pointing out to him that he got to hold these relics. Okay, and then what about Aaron's staff or the jar of manna? I'm more interested in that than I am about the busted commandments, because not much is said about that. And the fact is that they restructured the ark all through. It's all over the place. You can look it up as well, but it can easily be a conduit for electrical charge, you know, easily. But, you know, Ron there is telling everybody the secret for us to get over the beast, okay? Satan or his son, the Antichrist, you know. Now, I can understand if you're following Christianity that you're seeing the signs of the apocalyptic, okay, and in your beliefs that could very much be occurring. I'm not going to, you know, doubt any of it. But I have the mindset of all religion, no matter what it is, has one basic foundation, and that is hope. And I take the good from each religion that I study or read about. I take the good. I don't kill for God. God does not tell me to do these things, because the God that I worship and understand would not want me to harm anyone. You know, in my past, with my issues, I have gone through delusions of grandeur. And I have thought of myself a couple of times being a holy knight, because I just wanted to get rid of evil and do good and help those others. Chivalry, that kind of thing. And for those of you who do not have a mental issue or do not feel like you have one, when you go through delusions of grandeur like that, you are in a complete different state of mind. Your thought process goes in so many different directions. And one of those things that help guide myself through them is concentrating on subjects of that same time period. So I delve into the Knights Templar. And one of the first things I studied was the Ark of the Covenant with the Knights Templar involved. And there's no proof. So what we got is this guy Ron, back to dipshittery, he's telling the world that God will not do what he says he's going to do unless we follow the Ten Commandments, God's law. Okay, now, I don't know about you, but I personally probably have broken about 5 of them, maybe 6. So I'm going to hell. In a Christian's mind, I'm pretty much screwed. I can repent. I can be baptized. I mean, I can go through the ritual, but I don't formally believe in one higher power, because if I go in one direction, then I'm tunnel vision, and I'm not looking at what's around me. I'm not accepting what is really out there. My mind cannot cope that way, because if I get tunnel vision on one thing, because of my mental issues, I will neglect everything else. If you have your mind at a point where you're able to focus on more than one thing at a time, and be able to guide yourself to a good and honorable decision, not only are you doing well for yourself and your soul, giving you peace, but you're also paying it forward to those that are witnessing it. So, when I study into a religion like Christianity, which is everywhere, you know, I look at all of the issues, all of the subjects surrounding that one topic. Like, for instance, what was it like 3,000 years ago when they started writing on scrolls the laws of man due by God? So in other words, the laws of God are basically just stories of morality to give guidance for their tribes. And every religion has their own stories. They have their own scrolls, books, etc. But when it comes to artifacts that have given individuals hope, like in Axiom, they celebrate it because they believe they have the Ark of the Covenant there. So they have it go through the streets. It's not the original one. You will never see it because it's truly not there. But they believe it is. So that gives them hope. Now, there's a lot of problems going on in that part of the country. You have to understand, the temples that were carved into the earth, okay, they have Templar background, okay? So, there is another twist in the so-called Ark being stored there, but also the kings asking the Templars to come and help them build Christian temples. Okay, there you go. More Ark. You know, it's just great stories that gives you more to branch off of. Yes, they are conspiracy theories. I mean, truly, with everything that I've read about the Ark of the Covenant, I firmly believe that from the last raid of the pharaohs of the south, it was taken, along with a lot of the other things. They didn't have time, because the way the Egyptians take over a city or a society, civilization, is they send in spies. You might not know or understand, but Egyptian warfare is still being taught in military academies. Egyptian warfare is one of the beginning parts of espionage. They sent spies in everywhere to either damage the food source, water source, start propaganda against leadership. All these things are being done at a certain time frame until they know they can take over that city. And if I'm going to take over Jerusalem, I am going after Solomon's temple. That is where the money is. And they have to have, when a pharaoh of Egyptian attacks, they get tribute. They get everything, and they get to choose. So, when a pharaoh knows that they're going to attack, they start building a temple in a safe part of the country that they know they can control. So when they start building that temple, that's when plans start going into effect. That's when the attack is inevitable. Once the temple is about ready, boom, they go in, and it's quick. They mastered the chariot attack. Okay, so Jerusalem, it was sacked. It's gone. Everything gone. Now, you know that he's going to get all the tribute. The temple set up. He picks and chooses. Now, the temple is not finished because a cornerstone has to be laid. There are also, I hate to put this into their conspiracy theories on top of one another, but the Masons, a lot of history with the Templar Masons set up. But anyway, the cornerstone is usually a tribute that is melted down. So a lot of people believe, and this is one I truly believe, is that he melted down the ark. He did not believe that in the Christian God. So what's the sense? It's already gone. He dumped it out, put everything that was inside of it into a cornerstone of that temple. Now, there, I believe in that because it's more logical. It makes sense, and it is actually documented on a wall in the temple in Luxor. Clear as day. That right there tells me it's historically documented. And they're trying their best, but the area that it is located at is very war-torn, and the temple, the bottom basin, is available there. It's documented. It's on YouTube. But to me, that is the end of the Ark of the Covenant. But hey, if you listen to our buddy Ron, who is just all out being taught, you know, God is telling him, if you do truly believe that the law of God is going to save us from climate change, the destruction of our northern borders due to ice age, you know, we got earthquakes going, we got volcanoes going off, we've got floods, we've got blizzards. I mean, okay, the law of God is going to tame Mother Nature. That's one of the things I open my mind to, is that if you channel your belief, for instance, that Ron did, that he had found the Ark of the Covenant, and mentally and physically believing that he did so, and doing his best to document it the way he did, it scares me. Because if an individual who goes unchecked believing that a higher power is telling them something to do or say, and you're out there, you notice something like this, individuals like this can actually be dangerous. It can turn. So, I know this has gotten really squirrely, but all in all, the Ark of the Covenant has got some great stories for hope. And, I mean, you can actually read up on it, you can watch YouTube. All you got to do is put in Ark of the Covenant, and you can get about 20 different stories and people that are trying their best to, you know, unsolve the mystery. But you're not going to. It's done and over with. And by biblical terms, we're not ready for it yet. I don't know what Ron was trying to prove, but if the law of God is going to bring back the Ark of the Covenant, then we've got some serious issues. We got some serious issues. Do your own math. Figure it out yourself. But all in all, this world's going to hell in a handbasket until we can figure out something to make everybody else have hope. Mental illness, it's dangerous. And with Ron's story, he was trying his best to bring us hope using the Ark of the Covenant, trying to give us a direction. And you got to be a true believer. And to be that, you have to have tunnel vision. So I'm not up for tunnel vision yet. I'm too young for that. Anyway, this is Doobie Snacks, guys. All about the Ark of the Covenant. I didn't mean to depress you. Peace out. Bye. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program. So stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program. So you can stop listening now. It's okay.